Big news out of the pop culture world. Taylor Swift is making an announcement on GMA.
Uh-oh.
That stands for Good Morning America today.
What time?
It's very vague.
Okay.
I don't know how long Good Morning America is. Never watch it. Shout out Al Roker.
That's the Today Show. Good Morning America is on ABC, so you got the wrong channel on.
told you I don't watch it.
He didn't lie.
That's Telemundo.
Okay. What channel is ABC in Kansas?
13 try, maybe?
No, that's NBC.
Is it NBC?
No, I don't know what's going on.
What is going on? You just hit the wrong button on the remote these days, and you can never get back to where you want to go. God, did I just sound old with that one. You see these remotes these days, you hit the wrong button, and you don't even know where you're going with this thing.
Smart. Remotes.
Yeah. Can you just speak into it and tell them ABC?
No,
there it is. Good Morning America. I see channel 12.
I guess that makes sense. Kelce and Swift at the Yankees game last night.
Yeah. So. How cool was that?
Yeah,
seeing
awesome.
Them there.
Very cool.
That hit me in the head like a ton of bricks. Like, why would they be there? She lives in New York. And then I'm like, oh, yeah, Cleveland.
But he wasn't wearing any Cleveland gear.
He was wearing a rodeo hat.
Yeah. You know, he should be supporting his Cleveland Guardians, you know? I thought he'd be rooting them on. So they'll be back to work and getting ready for the San Francisco game. I'm sure there were some very upset people that Travis wasn't in his playbook last night.
Mm. You think so?
Oh, God, yes.
Oh, okay.
I'm sure there were some people that were upset that he didn't go to the Royals-Yankees game.
Hmm.
Right?
Big Andy was there on Thursday night.
Oh, yeah,
crowd.
Andy was good on Thursday. That was cool.
Yeah.
He
was getting excited. I thought that was kind of funny.
I love the way they interworked the Chiefs and the Royals those two nights out of Kauffman Stadium. You had Patrick Mahomes on Wednesday, Andy Reid on Thursday,
that
get everybody
cool.
Fired up. Like, I love that synergy that's going on right now, you know, between the two organizations where they really, truly do support each other, because we waited 20 years for this to happen, and here we sit now, mm-hmm. and both sides of the parking lot like each other and work together and have fun, and I think it's great, man. I think it was awesome to see Andy Reid there waving the rally towel and Mahomes yelling and whatnot. Like, that stuff fires you up, gets you going, man. So keep it moving. But I'm interested now. You've got me kind of intrigued to see what this big Taylor Swift announcement's going to be I don't want to say at 7 o'clock because we're past that, but
yeah.
Sometime
today
in Good Morning America. I don't know.
Pregnant.
Is that what you think?
I don't know.
Getting married, maybe?
Ooh.
Could you see them announcing that on Good Morning America?
I don't think she would do that, though.
Nah, they're gonna do like the Timberlake Jessica Biel thing.
Yeah.
Like, they're gonna randomly be in France one weekend and have like select people there. Like, doesn't it scream like off season wedding?
Oh God, yeah.
Because
yeah.
Like, she also will probably, I think she's just gonna announce a tour.
You think that's what it's gonna be? Or they're both announcing that. Their retirement and they're settling down in Leawood. And Dana Wright and all her friends can drink Kim Crawford and try to find them.
Exactly.
And then they can go buy all their jewelry at Diamonds Direct that is located in Leawood.
There you go.
You know?
Nice.
I have heard rumors from people that there's been some.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So what do you think's going to happen, though? That's cool. I can't wait to see what it's probably going to be something like, I don't know.
I my first baseball game last night.
Yeah, we just literally named everything think it could be, right?
No album tour, wedding.
She buying part of the Chiefs, maybe?
Oh, that'd be sick. I mean, she could afford it.
Mm-hmm.
What'd they say? She has more money than like 9 countries?
That's it?
Yeah, seriously.
I think it's more than that, but yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of announcements, it is the midterm, right? 6 weeks, 6 times 3 is 18.
Yeah, it's kind of the third of the,
Right? Not the semester.
Third term?
It's not the semester and all that sort of thing, but I was interested to know, like, in the text line, you can chime in as well, 913-586-7965. Who's your midterm MVP for this Chiefs team right now?
Well, I think for me right now, it's Chris Jones.
No question.
No question.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, I think he's
the
leader in the clubhouse.
Yeah, but I was, you know, I'll be honest. I was a little hesitant giving him a big deal at this age and whatnot. Boy, he's earned every dime and then some with this thing. What a great, great way to back up the Chiefs' belief in you and giving you the money, right? Because a lot of times you pay guys and they disappear, right? You know, and Chris Jones is earning every single dime of this money. I think he's been great this year.
Okay, Taylor Swift just announced it.
What is it?
Oh.
She tweeted, "We'll be kicking off the final leg of the Eras Tour this week, which is hard to comprehend. This tour has been the most wondrous experience, and I knew I wanted to commemorate the memories we made together in a special way." Well, two ways, actually. Excited to announce that the official Eras Tour book, filled with my own personal reflections, never before seen, behind-the-scenes photos, all the magical memories you guys brought every single night, and the Tortured Poets Department. The anthology on vinyl and CD will be available for the first time ever only at Target starting November 29th. boy, did she set Christmas lists on fire. So there's your announcement. We fell for it. Hook, line, and sinker. Damn it, Taylor. You had my hopes up.
That trap was getting on 101.
We should have known. It was a marketing scam.
You know that
new book and vinyl, all available right before Christmas, only at Target. Small batteries included and accessories not included. Call it for me.
All right, yeah. This feels like me saying, dun, dun, like, you know, you failed on The Price is Right, you know? Like, that was the announcement.
There it is.
Jason Vargas all over again.
Yeah.
Oh, we got a big announcement.
Yeah.
Vargas?
Yeah.
That big announcement.
It is what it is. So anyways, we go back towards our MVP. I guess midterm is halfway through semester. I don't know, whatever.
We're a third of the way through the season.
A third of the way MVP. You say Chris Jones.
Yeah.
I don't think you'll hear an argument from Mac. And I think when you put that name in, they're like, we're like, crap.
Yeah, we all want to. But that's a good thing, though. We're all like, this dude is like.
Yeah. All world.
Yeah, like they're 5-0, and he's a major, probably the number one player for the reason why this team is 5-0, in my opinion. He's been so dominating on that defensive side of the football, man. He's been great.
If it weren't for like two Mount Rushmore guys at their position playing at the same time as Chris Jones, he would be a multi-time Defensive Player of the Year award winner. It just happened to be Aaron Donald and now T.J. Watt. He's just playing at the same time. It's just tough, but he's the second best defensive player in football. There's no question about it.
Who's the best one?
T.J. Watt.
T.J. Watt. Okay. I didn't know if you were going to put Myles Garrett up there.
I think Chris Jones better right
was
now.
Was probably the third. I'd say that Aiden Hutchinson was probably having a better year.
Aiden could be up there.
Aiden was up there.
Yeah, now they all have a leg up on him.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Wow. Like,
what?
Shots. Whoa. I mean, my God, this poor guy.
You guys ever met me? Text line, go ahead and roast me. I'll take that.
Dusty, I don't think that's appropriate to make fun of. I mean, you got a joking move. I mean,
way to kick the guy's legs out from underneath him, Dusty.
Yeah, way to go, Dusty. Oh, the guy didn't have a leg to stand on, and you're out here making fun of him.
See, it can be a curse. All right, Mac, who's your MVP?
I'd go, like Chris Jones, I think, is the right choice here. I'd go Creed Humphrey if I was going to have to choose another one. I mean, we talk about the offensive line woes. Yeah, protection had some rough sides on maybe the ends. But I just think, I mean, I don't know the in-depths of what happens on the line of scrimmage, but I know that the center has a lot to do with protection and helping out the quarterback. And I just feel like, you know, with all of the newness going around with the weapons and guys not knowing the scheme or necessarily where to be, I mean, that offensive line and that protection just kind of goes up in importance just another step or two. And I think Creed Humphrey, since no Jason Kelce, he's the best center in the league and he's acted like it. Have you seen a bad snap this season? Have you complained about it? No, it hasn't been a problem.
No, he worked. I'll give him a lot of credit. He worked on that in the offseason. The snaps have been good. Yeah.
I'm going to go a route because I had to think about this one because Bob took mine.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
You should have said, pick somebody else, old man. And I would have, all right.
I don't know. Last time I checked, this show is called Fesco and Dusty.
I would have taken Matt Araiza. How many Chiefs fans know who Matt Araiza is?
That's funny. I was going to say that. Because, like, you know how there's always, like, that hipster friend that's, like, when you're listening to music, like, you know, actually, they made this song when they were in a basement in Seattle. You're like, oh, great. My life's changed. People on like Twitter will be like, you know, people don't really realize how quickly Matt Araiza flips the field to set this defense up. And I'm like, yes, valuable, but who's really actually thinking about
who's
that outside
about
of
the
like
Chiefs punter,
right? Beagley and Nick Jacobs. Those are the guys that like when the stats get deep. That's who I go to. But no, I'm going to say Trent McDuffie.
Great call,
because Trent McDuffie doing exactly what he's doing with coverage makes me think, how many times has the defensive line had like a coverage sack? Or how many times has Chris Jones been better because he's got the dependence of his secondary led by Trent McDuffie, who allows nothing, right? Has nothing given up. He's, to me, one of the top three corners, might be the top two corners in football. And he's all over the field, and he's getting everybody's best receiver. Like, he's essentially done what Legarius Sneed did last year. He's become CB1. And, you know, we haven't seen him blitz as much. That's now been the Shamari Connors thing. That's what Briscoe and I were talking about yesterday with our interview with him on our show, as he's our Chiefs contributor. And I was like, who's going to have that McDuffie role where he's the disguised guy in the defense, and out of nowhere, there's that cornerback blitz, and it's been Shamari Connor. And I think Trent McDuffie gets a lot of unknown success because when you're covering these wide receivers, that gives Chris Jones that much longer to get after the quarterback, which makes Chris Jones's numbers look great. But when you look at this grand scheme of things, you're like, oh,
the, it's,
it's kind of similar to like a great defense in baseball. Like pitcher's ERA is 2.80, but his shortstop and second baseman are gold glovers.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, you can throw ground balls and be aggressive because those guys are going to clean it up and throw them out. Whereas like Chris Jones, like, I'm going to pin my ears back, or I'm going to try to do an extra little stunt because I know McDuffie's got my back covering the wide receiver.
You know, it's very much like the central nervous system, for an example. Everything's interconnected in your body. You know, like if your sciatic nerves hurt, chances are it's because you got something with your shoulder or something like that,
yeah.
Right? It's all connected. And that's the way a defense is in the NFL. If the defensive line doesn't do its job, it doesn't matter if you have Deion Sanders and Trent McDuffie in the back. Eventually, they're going to get burnt because the defensive line is not getting pressure on the quarterback. When the defensive line is able to get pressure on the quarterback, then the defensive backs look a lot better. Also, when you have great coverage guys like the Chiefs do, they can hold the wide receiver a little bit longer and allow the defensive line to get to the quarterback. So it all is interconnected and interwoven, and everybody's successes is dependent on everybody else's. Like, everybody rises together, everybody falls together. That's just the way a good defense goes about doing it. All of their successes are tied together. And so
right.
If Chris Jones is playing well, Trent McDuffie's going to play well. If Trent McDuffie's doing his job in the back end, Chris Jones is going to have an opportunity to get one of those, as you mentioned, those coverage sacks. And so I think right now this defense is playing some really, really good football. And I think what we're seeing too, because I think there was probably a little concern from some people if you were looking at it closely, is that going into this season, losing L'Jarius Sneed, what was that going to do to Trent McDuffie? Well, we saw Trent McDuffie may have been the reason
better.
Why L'Jarius Sneed was really good, right? Because Trent McDuffie is so freaking good.
Yeah, it's
and he'll be the next guy that gets paid.
Yeah, for sure. Veach will sit down with him and be like, hey man, congratulations. You've been exactly what we want. Yeah. He's a model citizen.
Oh,
like,
he's a fantastic guy. They
never
want him
hear
to,
about him.
No, they want him to kind of be that new face
right.
as this new generation moves forward. Like, they are in love with Trent McDuffie. I can't explain it any more than that.
Do you think anybody would recognize Trent McDuffie if he walked into a room?
I think a few people. Like, if he went to the Kingdom Show out at Hy-Vee, I'm sure folks would recognize him. But if, like, he was just kind of hanging out at, like, I don't know, like, if he went foaling or something like that, probably not.
No.
I mean, no. I think a lot of guys, you wear a helmet, it's tough.
Yeah,
you
it's
know?
Tough.
It's tough.
Yeah, it is.
The text lines trimester MVP.
There it is, trimester. There you go.
They helped us out with that. Thank you very much. But the text lines trimester MVP unanimously, from what I'm seeing, Nick Bolton.
Now, see, I brought him up to you guys yesterday, or maybe it was just you and I talking about it, right?
Yeah.
Were we on the air? I don't even remember anymore.
Hopefully.
Hopefully we're right. And I said, I really like the way Nick Bolton is playing. You're like, yeah, after a rough start, right?
Yeah.
Like, his first two games were like, oh, my God. But he's been really good. He's been really good since we got about week three. And, you know, that's when you just make decisions on, oh, he's terrible. It's week one. I mean, like, we still got a long season to go. And Nick Bolton is proof of that. He's coming off the injury in the offseason. He's been really good lately.
There's an argument you could be said that he won you the Atlanta game.
Sure.
He had the stop at the end and stopped him on fourth down, and the game's over.
Yeah, he had two big stops in that game. Yeah,
no doubt.
No, there's no question, yeah.
Somebody says to go look at Snead's stats. Yeah, we know he's good. He says Snead is him and better. No, Snead's been great, and I know the numbers that we talked about yesterday weren't really that there, but...
I mean, there was dueling nerds in Nashville yesterday about Snead being either good or really bad.
Well, like, I think the most receiving yards anybody has had in... against Tennessee, 67, and that was Justin Watson for Green Bay, and I think that was last
Watson,
week.
Yes!
Let's hit my favorite sounder and get to it, Mac.
On the come.
One more time.
On the come.
That's it. That's what you get right there. All right, this is our segment we do every Tuesday at 7:30 is on the come. Somebody who is making their way either back into
in the world today
where they need to be, or somebody who is taking the world by storm and letting you know that they are on the come, Mr. Fesco.
I'm going to start with a different way to approach this. Not the Jets. Can we stop the conversation about the Jets being a legitimate football team in this league? Like, I know all the national shows are run by Jet fans and Syracuse grads, but it's time to move on from that pathetic display of an organization. You have a horrible owner who's done nothing but put that franchise in the back limelight. You've got a narcissistic, self-centered quarterback that Dusty was telling me had a wide-open guy that they could have gotten a game-tying field goal with at the end of the game. Instead, he decided to go for the gusto.
Yeah, he was underneath. He was underneath. He could have thrown it to him. There's nobody inside. He could have got it, ran out, given at least a chance. But
right.
We saw that guy kick earlier. So Rogers probably like, absolutely
right.
Not.
So, I mean, enough with the national Syracuse Jet fan grads being on TV and being in our face and telling us that the Jets are going to be good. The Jets are a disaster. The Jets are a joke. and they're some of the greatest theater that the NFL is giving us this year. So they're not on the come this year, the New York Jets.
What was that tweet you quote tweeted yesterday, Bob, from Mike Greenberg being like, tonight's the night. Either it all ends or it all begins. Yeah. You're like, it's week six.
It's week six. Like, you're 2-4. It's not all over.
No, but, it's not.
It's tough.
You're relying on Aaron Rodgers, and he hasn't been that good. He was decent enough last night, but again, didn't get the win, and the defense has gotten old. But yeah, you're 2-4. There's still room to get better, but don't count on the Jets to do anything. It's still the Jets. Mm. You are who you are.
I'm going to go a little Chiefs on the come here and go Jody Fortson. Had a couple good catches last game. This is a team that obviously needs some weapons. A
lot red of zone answer.
Exactly.
Yeah, right?
A
hopefully.
Red zone answer. I'm not one of the Chiefs fans that have shown on the text lines like, oh, finally, Fort season is here. Like, I'm not that. Like, my brother's been that for the last few years. But this is a team in need of weapons. He's a big, athletic guy. He can play slot receiver, X receiver, and obviously three tight end sets. He's going to come in all the time. I think he's on the come. You're going to see him a lot.
Where was he before he came here? Washington or?
Some practice squad or something? Or was he even, I don't know.
Not on the Chiefs.
It's like on the tip of my tongue. Like, where could he have been? I can't remember now.
That is like one of the
worst. Was he in Tennessee?
I don't think so.
No, that was you. But no, I'm trying to think where the hell he just was. I think it was Washington, but I don't know. Would you say that
yes,
Justin Fields is on the come?
The Dolphins.
Yeah. Okay.
I think he played his best game against a bad team with the ghost of Russell Wilson behind him.
I mean, Russell's well done so by, ready to get in, right?
Well done by Mike Tomlin as he's over there playing Mr. Geppetto with those two
That's
puppets.
That's a good one, man. I never thought of it that way.
The best way to keep this guy active is to make him fear his job with a guy that we all know sucks. And the best way to keep this guy playing that role is to let him know there might be a chance.
Yeah.
He's like the guy that you're like, he's like, can I do it? Well, just maybe shit. We'll let you know.
Yep.
And then you let him do one segment and they're like, all right. So anyways, and you're like, okay, that's why we didn't allow that.
Mm-hmm. Russell, go back to wearing your eye black on the sidelines.
He might've had it tattooed. My on the come is going to really get Max ego going. And I think my on the come this week is Jordan Love needs to be back in the conversation for the MVP award.
All right.
My only gripe is going to be that he's missed two games.
Yeah. And that's tough. Yeah.
And I remember when Mahomes won it against Jalen Hurts, the deciding factor was Hurts missed a couple games down the stretch. Patrick Mahomes did, and he played through a bum ankle and his team's going to the Super Bowl. Patrick Mahomes, your MVP.
Mm-hmm.
But Jordan Love has missed two games, but he still has a QBR of 93. He's 17th in the league right now in passing with 1,131 yards.
And that's because of the two games missed.
Right. Yeah. And then he's tied for second in the league with 12 touchdowns thrown. Now, he has thrown 6 interceptions.
But 12-6, you'll take that.
I'll take that 2-1 ratio every day of the week and twice on Sundays. And not only that, the Packers are 4-2 in a very tough division, and he's come back from an injury that we thought was going to sideline him for 6 to 8 weeks, and he's been great.
Mm-hmm.
And he is an MVP candidate. I think right now in the league, I know Patrick Mahomes is the favorite. I know Lamar Jackson is second, but Baker Mayfield's probably your MVP. 15 touchdowns, 5 interceptions, leads the league in passing, leads the league in touchdowns.
What's their record?
What are they, 4-2?
Yeah, I think they're 4-2.
Are they 4-2?
They have the bad loss to the Broncos, and they have another bad loss somewhere along the lines, but I believe they're 4-2. The Chiefs will play them Monday Night Football here in a couple weeks. So that ought to be
a game that nobody thought was going to matter. Now all of a sudden is like, oh, all right.
And we always know there's fireworks to be had when it's Baker versus Patrick.
That's right.
Like, it's been that way since high school into college.
Yeah.
Into,
it'll be fun.
Baker's the reason he left, or Mahomes is the reason Baker left Texas Tech.
Right.
Believe it or not, that's the reason why Baker left Texas Tech.
I'm not going to beat out this guy, so I'm going to go to Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Bucks play the Ravens, Falcons, and Chiefs these next 3 weeks.
Bucks so big for that. Ravens, Falcons, Chiefs. We'll know a lot about Tampa over the next 3 weeks, right?
Can Baker win the MVP in 3 weeks?
That's what I'm saying. If he goes 3-0, he's, I mean, he would have to go
2-1 at minimum.
Yeah, that's a huge if. That would be a division win and the top two AFC seeds that they would beat. That's your dinner, lunch, and breakfast all in one platter. We'll see if you can complete the challenge.
Oh, and after that, 49ers. Didn't even see that.
Okay.
After Chiefs, 49ers.
Wow. That's crazy. Hell of a run there, Baker. Go for it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm rooting for you, except for that game in late November. Or is it October? It's October 27th?
October 27th is the Raiders.
Yeah. So we've got that one circled like 15 times in the calendar. That is this week's On the Come here on Fesco and Dusty. Jody Forston, not the Jets, and Jordan Love.
Yep.
You can all have that conversation as well. 913-586-7965. Coming up on the other side, we ask you a question as well.
November 4th is Tampa.
November 4th.
Monday, November 4th, the day before the trade deadline.
Maybe I go to that game. Maybe that's the game I go cover. It seems like it'll be a rough Tuesday, but well worth it. Monday night at Arrowhead.
We can muster it together.
Baker and Patrick Mahomes and the rematch of Tampa Bay from 9 years ago in the Super Bowl.
Of course.
It's
a Super Bowl rematch.
Of course.
Not really.
Yeah.
Different coach, different quarterback. Like
Mike Evans, Patrick Mahomes, Chris Jones, Travis Kelce. That's it.
Super Bowl rematch. The last time these two teams hooked up, cardboard fans watched.
I still forget that Antonio Brown was on that roster.
Do you remember that horrible halftime show that they did with The Weeknd on that field?
Oh, it was so bad.
It was so weird. Like, you know.
I couldn't watch it because I got motion sickness.
Yeah.
I was like, none of this.
Like, good thing they had cardboard fans. Nobody got sick.